Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Southern Circle Entertainment. Corfe Ninja. Come on. I'm in the trap out hustling. Now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling. Now watch me work my dilly. I'm in the trap out hustling. Now watch me work my dilly. It's the EYBZ.
Six times we ready.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. It's the EYBZ,
six honey, we ready.
Six honey, we ready, that pedal heavy in that Chevy. Hit that slapstick and smash out like Tom Petty. I got a few that's rockin' and a couple that ain't ready. And if you study long, you study wrong, that's what they tell me. Pick them up and drop them off right next to Shelby. Candy 205, that's all that I can tell thee. Other side, middle fingers,
ain't no touching high.
I keep that fire just so they can know that lullaby. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. It's the EYBZ,
600, we ready.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Then watch me work my jelly.
Come on,
S-E-E-Y-B-Z.
600, we ready.
600, we ready. We working the jelly. The money is heavy. We gon' stack it up steady. The guns is smelly. You a snitch and you tellin'. I don't play that shit, nigga. You a bitch and you jelly. Quit hatin' already. Hey, my patience run worried. I'm a waste and I'm at it. But a case in a cabbage. Grab a case in a stash. Grab the skates in a plastic. Make it wave with it rap. Then we move in the trash.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. S-E-E-Y-B-Z.
600, we ready.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly. S-E-E-Y-B-Z.
600, we ready.
I'm in the trap house and you know we move them by the day. Everything for sale from the shirts to the CDs, man. If you wanna smoke, you can smoke what I'm smoking, man. But I got a tax cause I paid a high ticket, man. And we dropping heat every day in this damn lab. Bitches, Facebook and Twitter circle, we your biggest fan. YBG straight getting money, blowing on that loud. Just another day for the circle in the trap house.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day I fall.
Gangsta, yeah. As long as my bitches love me, my bitches love me, my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Lil' Tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get bodied. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need some. Tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come, then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah,
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day, I bomb.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man.
I'm on that good
cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall. I'm a ball.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no hate long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah,
I
can give a fuck,
bro. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, now kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating.
Cushion alcohol.
Don't.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm
a ball to the day I fall.
I'm a ball.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Yeah. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is time for the Unsigned Hype Radio Show, you know what I'm saying, with your host, Fat Man. I'm coming to you live right now from headquarters of JAMA Studios, you know what I'm saying. Fat Man computer kind of crashed last night. I think I'm overloading that damn thing or something like that, but it's all good, though. We up in here with my man, Super Producer KB. We up in here working on that new mixtape for my man, Shooter Mac, from The Block to the Bed. You know, another unsigned hype artist that, you know, I've been, I don't know, I ain't really been playing Shooter stuff on here. I think I have, and it's in the other. I think he's played in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to take over the show, but other things then came up. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. Everybody that's out there rolling with me right now, you know what I'm saying? We're just getting in here and getting things ready for today. Like I said, y'all, it's going on, it's going down today. We got people having their birthdays and everything, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But like I said, if y'all don't know, it's definitely official, like Four Fat Chicks and a Hyundai going down, you know what I'm saying? It is definitely official. You know, big shout-out to my man, Cookie out there at Cookie's Rib Shack, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. The Fat Man plate is on and popping, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like I took some pictures of it, and, man, he fixed it for me yesterday, man. I can't even finish that shit, so that just goes to let you know how big it is, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all hit my man Cookie up, Cookie's Rib Shack, you know what I'm saying, inside KJ's, you know what I mean? We going to make sure that I get the address and everything for y'all and stuff so y'all can get up there and get it cracking, you know what I mean? You know, big shout-out to all my big girls out there. I know they had the BBW strip-off and stuff like that. I didn't make it out there, you know what I'm saying, because I've been so busy doing this and doing that and, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But, of course, my birthday is coming up. You got my big birthday party coming up at Senior Frogs. You know, that's right, Senior Frogs, you know what I'm saying. $35 all you can drink all night from 11 p.m. to 2 p.m. I mean, to 2 a.m., you know what I'm saying. So y'all make sure y'all come on out and hang out with me for my birthday. Big shout-out to the big homie Ron Harris, a.k.a. Mad Dog, you know, Mad Dog Entertainment. Big shout out to him. It's his birthday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we doing it real big on the Unsigned Hype Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? I know last week we had a couple of people call in. We had, you know, the homie, you know, DJ So Hypey call in. You know what I'm saying? And he was explaining to us about, you know, the difference between Unsigned Hype Radio and, you know, unsignedhypeworld.com and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So my man, he got his point across and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Just to reiterate to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everything is good. You know what I mean? We talk, stuff like that. Big shout out to my man, DJ Lexo. You know what I'm saying? You know, he gave me a call and was like, yo, man, that's the little homie and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, y'all. You know what I mean? Everybody can chill out and, you know, West Side, you know, West Coast chill out. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, East Coast, y'all can chill out. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Fat Man got it under control. You know what I'm saying? So, we good. We good to go. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, y'all, it's Unsigned Hype Radio Show. Today's topic, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that came up from my man. Big shout out to my man, Montrell Montgomery, my man Montese out there. Montreese, I call him. You know what I'm saying? He brought up a point the other day, and he was saying that a lot of artists don't know the difference between an artist and an inspiring artist. So this is what we're going to clear up today, find out if some of y'all are artists, some of y'all are inspiring artists, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, you know, we're going to get into the bottom of it today. You're listening to your man, Fat Man, Unsigned Hype Radio, 2:12 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We about to get into All Macked Out, you know what I'm saying, coming from San Diego. This is my man, Matt Jesus, with Yeah. You know what I'm saying, here on Unsigned Hype Radio. If y'all want to holler at me, shout out, you know, you got questions, concerns, need some answers, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I know I'm on my cell phone. It sounds like I'm calling from you from a jail cell, don't it? Yeah, that's how we do it, because we out here in the gutter. We out here in the streets, baby. Here's my man, Matt Jesus.
AMO, all macked out.
Pull my drink up, roll my weed up, all macked out, player kicking my feet up. Now turn the beat up, turn the beat up, you know what a nigga say.
Caddy Mac cruising, always winning, never losing. With a ZAG full of triple G, is giving my lungs a bruising. No confusion with my program. And baby, this ain't no slow jam, so go ahead and roll the weed up and turn the beat up. Kick my feet up on the ottoman. Take it with somebody's daughter in. Remaining in my mode and staying all about my koala, man. All maxed out, keeping it all stacked out. They gon' have to change the name of the group, nigga, to all racked out. Like, yeah. While I'm blowing on some dodo, she a no-go with no dough. They be wanting to take my photo with my Magnoville photo. I be catty back cruising, but baby, this ain't no low-lo. But I'm still rolling slow-mo, saying what's up to my bro-bros. Nigga, who's all macked out? Shit, you must not be from Jago. Cause it's the A-N-T and double E with the Mac capital G-double-Z. And fall down and join the program and lamp with me.
Pull my drink up, roll my weed up. All macked out, player kicking my feet up. Now turn the beat up, turn the beat up. You know what a nigga say.
Yeah.
And all the bitches say.
Wake up the weed smoke and deep throat, yeah. Some breakfast in bed and vodka to get my drink on,
yeah.
Give it to her good, let her get her sleep on. Grab her keys, hit the streets and get my creep on. Searching, lurking for plan B's and C's, D's and E's, F's and G's. They say I'm disrespectful, but that's what they expect. If I tell you my name like Jesus, what you expect? All my chicks love me knowing there's others but still care though. And when they stop, I make them disappear, bro. Tipping on some clear though, 80 proof spirit. With a chick from a year ago that know all my lyrical. When she come to town, I feel like a gigolo. All she do is rent a room, fuck me and give me dough. They send me home, go back to her man. I go back to my bitch that just came back from a trick. Yeah.
Pull my drink up, roll my weed up. All maxed out, player kicking my feet up. Now turn the beat up, turn the beat up. You know what a nigga say.
Yeah. probably won't like this one.
Hey, fuck it, Greg, I'ma do what the fuck I do, man.
Relax and take heed, you ain't better than me. And the rapper was a crime, I'm disturbing the peace. Nah, I'm labeled wrong and I ain't sorry for shit. Apologizing, equalizing, hollow tips in the clip. Look, I'm bringing the pain, you sounding the same, trying to fuck with me. You got your fist balled up, but you ain't touching me. From rushing me, snuffing me, you ain't nothing, G. You bluffing, C, plus you sweet like a muffin, B. I flow lovely, ugly, luckily. Your baby mama like to swallow out the fucking me. They handcuffing me, it's cool cause I'ma make bail. And get released and shoot your daughter at a bake sale. You ready to exhale, you can't jail, I can't sleep, I hate beef, I'm tired of killing niggas, so don't make me. You faggot motherfuckers, suckers know who running shit. Coming with 100 clips, giving verbal punishment.
All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your gang has got a problem, we can eat in the streets. You niggas look so sweet like candy to me. All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your gang has got a problem, we can eat in the streets. You niggas look so sweet. Sweet like candy to me.
From Lil Wayne and Drake, you cupcakes is fake. I can't wait to break and put a hole in your face. Supernatural, radical, hamagatical, extraterrestrial, Hannibal, ready to strangle animals. Popping shots at Rick Ross with these sick thoughts. This bitch saw a fat nigga with titties wearing lip gloss.
I feel some type of way, all you niggas probably gay. In the new Bugatti giving body shots to Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I said it, that line is for my nigga Pac. The game ain't been the same since you lame niggas got a shot. And what you thought, came up with a half as nice. And fuck your life, bitch, you looking at the Antichrist. I got the right to be violent and I ain't lying. Committing homicides and drive-bys of riders.
All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your date has got a problem, we can eat in the streets. You niggas look so sweet like candy to me. All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your date has got a problem, we can eat in the streets. You niggas look so sweet like candy to me.
If you don't like this, you probably got a problem with me. You can die in Houston off crack like that bitch Whitney. It gets worse, I'm cursed to be this disrespectful. What intellectual rapper slapping all these transsexuals? I'm taking names, spitting flames with hula games. Bitch, I'm the range, I never change, you can keep the fame. I'm still the same, a hustler from the city streets. Like it or not, I make music to entertain me. I'm independently crucifying the industry. Degenerate, ignorant entity, finna be history. I rip your speakers up, I'm hungry as a fat slut. Taking over hip-hop, you mad? I don't give a fuck. You thought it was over, the heart of a soldier. A venomous cobra, but colder nigga thought that I told you.
All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your date has got a problem, we can meet in the streets. You niggas look so sweet like candy to me. All these weak whack rappers ain't shit to me. I got the game locked down like it's supposed to be. Your date has got a problem, we can meet in the streets. You niggas look so sweet like candy to me.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct here out of Drama Studios. You know what I'm saying? That's, man, that was my man Kane Dove in the battle. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Da Vinci that's out there. Got us plugged in. Big shout out to my man Ron Harris, my man Mad Dog out there that got us plugged in. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else, my girl Tara Tara even got us plugged in. You know what I'm saying? So we getting it in today. Like I said, today's topic is the difference, knowing the difference between an artist and an inspiring artist, all right? So, you know, we got to know what's the difference. My thing is this, whether you're an artist or an inspiring artist, you need to get out and get on your hustle, get on your grind. That's what it's about. You can't do music and sit around and not let people know that you're doing music. Music goes further than Facebook and all of these, you know, these social sites and everything, which is good. This is what these tools are there for, to get the word out there and everything like that. But you definitely have to get out and mingle. You have to mix and shake and move in the industry. That means going to other places, going checking out other shows, going checking out other artists. Believe it or not, other artists is your competition. You know what I'm saying? You know how many artists support each other? You know what I mean? I mean, let's keep the shit real. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go out and scout. You got to go out and look, see what's going on. You don't want to be behind. Being in the house, we could put you behind. Being in the house, period, you miss out on life. okay? And it's a lot of life out there that you need to go out there and get, you know what I'm saying? And if you're an inspiring artist or an artist, you know what I'm saying, you need to be out there networking. We got the Jay-Z concert in town this weekend over at the Mandalay Bay. You know what I'm saying? You need to be out there networking with your CDs and everything like that, rubbing elbows with your cards and everything like that, getting to know people. That's how people want it. That's how people find out about your music. No one really is going to find out about your music yet. We can blow up Facebook all day. We can do Twitter all day and the Reverb Nation and the SoundClouds and this, that, and the other, but that's a daily grind. Big shout-out to everybody that's out there on their daily internet grind. But when it comes down to it, and you have to meet people, you want a wider audience and a wider range of people, you definitely have to get out and circulate, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, you know, big shout-out to everybody that's out there listening right now, you know what I mean? In other words, you got to get out there and do your damn thing. In other words, you got to get out there and turn up, you know what I'm saying? Here's my man. My man Mac Drizzy and Turn Up live on Unsigned Hype Radio. Let's go.
Burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't
turn up.
Yeah, I'm gonna nigga, turn up,
nigga, turn up.
What a weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't turn up.
I'm from the west and my niggas stay turned up. Riding round in a scraper trunk full of burn up. I had your whole block yellow taped up. Hear that bitch out, whole neighborhood wake up. Ask it, who is it, and who the fuck did it? That nigga in the cut whistling, Corey B with it. Mention ass bitches screaming, Corey B did it. On the highway smashing like Bennett, I ain't in it. Mind of a minute, I'm something like a maniac. Tasmanian devil, waiting to get my brain back. Burning in the front, a whole lot of cane in the back. Burner stay cocking, the cops ain't run about that. Need to stay hot for me, knocking them haters off the nut. With the black map, hit corners in the nut. Ready to cock your hand, cause that thing in my lap. Go to your block and bang, cause you lame, just so what?
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't
turn up.
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
nigga, turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't turn up.
Yeah, the turf made me, birth born in the 80s. Authentic real niggas, yeah, the homies raised me. Give a fuck about you and what your homies singing. This the gang and we gang banging. Turned up like a sound banging. Burned out, that should be brainless. I'm on the edge like a cliffhanger. It's a trigger banger. I need your brain. It's a baby gas to keep the stays equipped with a stainless. Left pocket out the blue, I'm a operator. Out the banker, yeah, West native. Black war, royal blue laces. Tell me war on top of gold laces. With your always nature fuck face. I get predictions, give me big faces. Straight pimpin' money, Mike, ain't it? About money, I'm just so anxious. Fly guy in the freight of landing. Up high in the sky, 9-11,
yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't
turn up.
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
nigga, turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't
turn up.
West Coast bitch, Bob Marley smoking, doing like a hippie, no choking. Old school, the street with motion, gangbanging potion. Wild Wild West, with the draw from the hole. Sitting in the kid, contested kid. Ass off, fully loaded my clip. Dodgers in a lake in a suit, I represent. And I stay fucking for them dead presidents. We turned up Mexican, then what we get from the Mexican. West Coast shit, Chuck, no Tim. Bomb push, no stem. Highway up butter rim. Like that's how we live. From the city of angels to the city of sin. No matter where you from, turn up and let's get it in. Accepting no losses, just win.
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga,
don't
turn
up.
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up,
nigga, turn up.
Where the weed at, burn up,
gonna burn up.
I'm in corners with my neck,
yeah.
Fuck that bitch and a nigga,
don't turn up.
What's up? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. That was my man Mac Drizzy you know what I'm saying, turn up, you know what I'm saying, here on Unsigned Hype Radio, live from Las Vegas, you know what I mean? If anybody want to hit me up, y'all can hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We got somebody already in the queue that want to talk. Let me see what's going on. Yo, what's popping? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, Unsigned Hype Radio. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Oh, well, we lost the call. Maybe she'll call back. But this is how we do it, y'all. It's getting people get scared and shit on the radio and this and the other. It's all good, though. She'll probably call back. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from the JAMA headquarters, JAMA Studios out here in Las Vegas. Y'all know we getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Cookies Rib Shack. You know what I'm saying? They got the Fat Man plate. I'm going to show you guys how to grind for 2014. I'm going to show y'all how to market yourself a little bit better than just always trying to put out a CD. There's more to it to this music game than just putting out a CD and, you know what I'm saying, and mixtapes and this, that, and the other and everything, you know, in the clothing line. You know what I'm saying? You got to get into other ways of marketing yourself to get a wider range of an audience. You know what I'm saying? I guess this is what they may call an inspiring artist. I call it a hungry artist, you know what I'm saying, and everything. A hungry artist gets out there and they grind. They get out there and they network and they talk to people, and they talk to people that talk to other people, you know what I'm saying? They send out their emails. They go to shows that you probably would never go to. I went to the Rafael Sadiq show the other night, you know what I'm saying, and I met the owner of the Cosmopolitan, okay? I met the owner of the Cosmopolitan because I was out there at the Rafael Sadiq concert rubbing elbows and talking to people and things like that, letting people know what I do and everything like that, and messed around and didn't know, this is what I'm saying, know who you're talking to. Realize and understand and ask questions who you're talking to. And I'm standing there talking to this white man with this fucked-up-ass toupee and this, that, and the other, and it turns out to be the owner of the Cosmopolitan. You know what I'm saying? And they just opened up a brand new club for people to perform at. Man, you got to be on top of your game. I love this game. I love this shit. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we got the caller back. She called back once again. Yo, you got the Fat Man up in here. You trying again? Who is this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, sweetie.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, I'm calling in regarding statements that you made about DJ So Hype. I heard your show. I'm calling you from California. Now, I heard your show last week because I've worked with DJ So Hype on a lot of occasions in the entertainment business. He's very professional. He's a very honest young man. I listened to the show last week. I heard him when he called in. Well, what I don't understand is I'm listening to your show again today. So why are you still caring going on about this? I heard a statement you made that you were going to cut his tongue out. Do you realize that is a threat against his life, and that is against the law? And if there are law officials sitting in the room with me right now listening to your show and heard you make that statement, let me talk. Well, my question is that I understand that you're older than he is. Why are you overreacting? Well, this young man is trying to make it. Okay, if you're here trying to help inspire young artists in Las Vegas, what do you have against this young man? He's trying to make it in the world just like everyone else.
Well, my thing is this. You gotta let me answer the question. I can't just keep running your mouth and everything and everything. I understand where you're coming from. I have talked to DJ So Hype. I'm just letting everybody know that this is what I do. This is my child. This is what I take care of. I've been nurturing this for over 10 years. So when I did make the statement and everything like that, I let him know. I flew off the handle, and I apologized to him. I apologized to him on several occasions, and I apologize to DJ Lexo, who me and him go way back and has been doing shows. And he made a personal call to me and asked me, Fat Man, why did you do that? Why did you say that? And this, that, and the other. And I told him, I said, look here, man, you know how long I've been out here working, grinding, doing my thing. I apologize. It got away from me. I said, and I apologize to him. But when I seen something out here or somebody posts something on my wall that I've been doing for so long, and he's probably been a listener and everything like that. For somebody that's been my Facebook friend for over so many years, and I've been doing Unsigned Hype Radio, and now all of a sudden you get a glamorous idea to come up with unsignedhypeworld.com, that's fine. That's what we call it. You understand with your legal people sitting there, a conflict of interest. So when I did make the phone calls and this, that, and the other, I let him know that I am upset and I do want to talk to you about it because we're supposed to be able to work together. Now, in the process of that, he's telling everybody, I don't know who this man is. I don't know who this man is. And people are walking up to him that I know personally, who I play on my radio show, asking him, are you affiliated with Fat Man? Is Unsigned Hype affiliated with Fat Man? And he's telling him, I don't know who that man is. I don't know who that man is. Much respect on that.
Hold on, sweetie. He's never heard of you.
Okay, that's fine.
Until you contacted him. Until you contacted
the people
that he worked with.
Just like I don't know who he is. Just like I don't
know
who he is.
Okay,
well, I've never heard of him either. We've been out here, but we've been Facebook. Sweetie, look here. I'm not going to argue with you on this. I'm not going to argue with you on this because I made my apologies to several people. I can understand that you don't like it and everything like that.
You're so unprofessional. You're very unprofessional.
Okay, then, well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. But you know what? I appreciate. You know what? I appreciate your calls, and I appreciate you calling and expressing your opinion. That's your opinion. If you feel that I'm unprofessional, sweetie, you're entitled to your opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine. Now, look.
Why do you feel so threatened by him? Why do you feel so threatened?
I'm not threatened by him. I'm not threatened by him, and I was wrong.
This man is trying to do his thing, just like you're trying to do your thing, okay? He has nothing. He has nothing against you. What is it with you?
Okay, well, sweetie, I apologize. What else you want me to do?
Well, why did you drop the shit? Why did you keep talking shit about him? Every time I listen to your speech, last week and then today, you still talking shit about him. He don't even communicate
with
you.
What did I say today?
Oh, you said, I'm going to show up at his place. That's what you said? Then you said,
I would say, show up at what place? Wait a minute. You're right. That's what I said last week on my radio show. What did I say about him today?
What did I say about him today?
Are you talking about
him? Why?
Are you talking about last week? How are you going to call it out, talk me? Are you talking about last week's show or today's show? Listen to me. Are you talking about last week's show or today's show?
No, I'm talking about today. I listened to your show last week,
okay?
But I listened to you today.
Okay, slow down. Now, what did I say about him today?
Oh, you said that, now he's created a Facebook, and now he created the Facebook when he created this business, okay? It has nothing to do with you. He's never even heard
sweetie,
of you, okay?
Sweetie, wait a minute, hold on. I just said today that everything is cool. I got calls and everything like that there. Now, my legal people are sitting here next to me, too, because they understand what's going on. Now, look here. Wait a minute. I apologize. Look here. Sweetie, you talking about something that went on last week, and I apologize about that. Okay? So check this out. You know what I'm going to do? Since I'm so rude and this, that, and the other, and everything like that, I appreciate
you
calling. Thank you very much. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that about a bitch you going to call up here and this, that, and the other, and tell me about some shit that I did last week? You know what I'm saying? I apologize to the man and everything like that there, and you still calling. I ain't apologizing no damn more. You know what I mean? We squashed that as far as I'm concerned. Don't call me about no shit from last week and everything like that. Call me about what I said today, okay? I said everything was cool. Everything is good. Let that man do his thing. I'm just going to do my thing, and I'm going to do the hell out of Unsigned Hype Radio. If don't nobody like it, then look here. Then that's your problem. If you don't like me and I'm unprofessional, then here. That's your problem. But obviously, I'm professional enough to your ass wanted to listen to me today. Here's my man, Killer Country. Get on the pole.
Yeah, it's Killer Kane, man. It's one of them LNA, Soup City, DVSP, True Fam collaborations, you heard me? Shit don't get no better than this, my nigga.
Ooh, that ass got a nigga on.
Let your bitch shake the ass for a buck or two.
I wanna see you get low, flying down the floor. Shake it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low, flying down the floor. Shake it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. Baby girl in the club, she checking, doing her thing. I told the damn, you get up over here, let me pull your G-string. I put these dollars all around your little apple bottom. Me phone, I wanna take you to the VIP, feeling on everything. My mind so twisted, I'm sipping on that Patron. Don't know how I got here or how the fuck I'm getting home. I'm gone, I'm blow, I'm stuck, gone, tipsy. Brain can't drain, now my thoughts ain't sinking. Hollin' at the stripper like, lil mama, what you drinking? She said, I want Patron and your Skittles be on yanking. Pop another bean and a nigga gon' be cranking. See his face grinning, I'm gon' need another. The drinking, purple in the cup, purple in the blunt. LNA seems steady getting fucked up. Trying to make a thunderstorm in the strip club. Left cheek, right cheek, I'ma throw a I wanna see you getting low, flying down the pole. Check it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low,
hey, baby, you know you can meet me at the bar, right?
Check it for a nigga, baby girl,
yeah.
Let's go.
That's why I'm
the way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough.
I'm chillin' at the bar, me shiesty in that crack. I see my nigga CJ, he rollin' that bomb back. Some of that Medicaid shit, you can find it in the back. Just hit my niggas up and they gon' be right on the way. Now baby, shake that ass some more if you wanna get paid. I got a couple dollars I can throw up on stage. Your ass so fat, it should be on the front page of Sports Illustrated or maybe even the King magazine. The way you move your body, I be on freeze. Looking so exotic, a Russian from overseas. She sliding down that pussy, pussy poppin' like a freak. She got a nigga sittin' in the club throwin' keys. But I ain't in it to win it, she gotta drop her feet. No hesitation needed, baby, and I got cheap. You rollin' with a killer, everything gon' meet. And don't forget it, love mine.
I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Shake it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low.
Hey, baby, so you gon' tell me as we cut the
knot. Nigga, baby girl, let's go.
You gotta let me know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I got some other shit to do.
We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough.
I wanna know, do you want it? I'm trying to come and murder that Gucci, but you be steadily acting funny like a virgin or something. But when I seen you at the club, you was all up on the thug. Now you playing hella bougie like a nigga of scrub. No show no love. Well, I'ma take 2001 and show another bad bitch how it rain by us. Don't get it twisted, girl. Your body is simplistic but exquisite. Just keep doing the moves and they just gon' keep on with tipping. If you ain't tripping, then baby girl, let's go get it. I'm on my way to VIP and yes, I got the golden ticket. I'm in it to win it. You ready for this thing mission? Then pull the belly to the side and let it.
I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Shake it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Shake it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough.
Yeah, what's up? You got your boy Fat Man coming up in here live and direct, Unsigned Hype Radio. That's right, I said it, Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? Got crazy ass people calling in and stuff, you know what I mean? Like I told you, I apologize to his ass one. We're gonna do it no damn more. You know what I mean? But big shout out to everybody that's calling in, you know what I'm saying? Rolling with the Fat Man, doing the damn thing and stuff like that. I got another caller on the line. You know what I'm saying? 586-0841 area code. Yo, yo, what's going on? You got Unsigned Hype Radio. Who is this?
What up, Fat Man? It's Tyra Tyra.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Tyra? What's popping?
That broad that just came in, let me let her know this.
Uh-huh.
If that didn't know about you, then why would he be sending me friend requests? Why would he be requesting me to your page? Because the only way a person going to know about me is through you. So if he didn't know, then why do he be coming at me so hard? It's just like in the movie Coming to America where my man had the golden whatever versus the golden arches. It's a knockoff.
Right.
Like I said, back in the day we called it perpetrating a fraud and biting. There's a code, and niggas don't respect what I call the G code no more, because if you see a nigga doing something and then you like what that nigga doing, instead of coming to him to say, well, man, can we get together, you go steal their shit and represent it like it's your own. And that's copyright infringement.
Yeah.
I don't care if he took it and had unsigned radio and spells it with the D-E-O. It's copyright infringement. That is a name and a title that you've created. That is your intellectual property. Anything you put on Facebook is concerned. It's called intellectual property. You thought it up with your mind, and you put it into fruition, and you've been doing unsigned hype for a long time. And for him to, even if y'all squashed it or not, for him to take that very name and have it be, he didn't even change it. He didn't even make it Whack Arnold's. He made it unsigned hype like it was a branch off of what you were doing, like it's a branch off of your radio show, and that's false representation of the real. And to that chicken head broad, if to that chicken head broad, tell her I got free passes to the nut train. And she can ride it all the Tim. She can ride it all the way to Tim Fuck You, Arkansas. How about that?
Yo, this is my girl. Yo, y'all just listening here. This is my girl, Tyra Tyra. You know what I'm saying? We obviously we got a crazy phone call from somebody who's still bringing up this thing between me and DJ So Hype. I apologized to the young man. I told him that I was sorry. I told him everything was cool. I apologized for threatening his life and this and the other and cutting his tongue out. I got a call from one of the OGs, you know, DJ Lexo, that was like, yo, fat man, you know what I'm saying? This is my little homie. You know what I'm saying? Chill out, this, that, and the other. He didn't mean it. We need to work together. You need to come up here to the casino's lounge and this, that, and the other, and we can network and blah, 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 blah. And when we got off the phone, I told him, as far as me and you are understood, because you're an OG and I'm an OG, it is done. It is over. Let that man do his thing. I wish him all the love and all the luck in the world and all the blessings. I'm going to keep doing unsigned hype radio and keep doing my damn thing. So as far as I was concerned, it was squashed. It was blown over. It's done with. Let him do his thing, and I'm going to do my thing. When I said that today, what I said today was, yeah, well, I was getting a lot of calls this week, but everything is cool. We just squashed that. Big shout-out to DJ So Hype and this, that, and the other. She coming at me on some shit that I said last week that I'd apologize for again.
She
for last
watches
week.
Me, too.
I
she
apologize
to got damn a in this life. She got a meaningless life, and she want to be involved in something that ain't really got to do with her because she wanted to be on the radio anyway, and she just didn't have a reason.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't
you
even
know what
about
I'm
your...
Now, calling me back, that's starting up shit.
Cause she
after
still
we took care of it. So in other words, stay in your lane. Stay out of man's business. We took care of it like men. I talked to him. He talked to me. I talked to DJ Lexo. Lexo was the liaison in between me and So Hyphy. And when I got finished talking to Lexo, it was good. I ain't worried about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Because you ain't getting mine. And that's coming from my man, Big Reese, you know what I'm saying, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, the Muscle Gang. You ain't getting mine.
She got it soft and got it back hard. And deep throw in the nigga car. I ain't famous yet, but I'm a superstar. I keep a white girl and I fuck her raw. When I'm stroking, that bitch holler yeehaw. That triple beam, call it a seesaw. We fucks with the lights on, cause baby look good with no makeup on. I'm in the kitchen, I got my apron on. Have them lined up, waiting like some methadone. It's real shit, homie. I'm in the zone. Full court press, I got my styrofoam. And it's activist, it ain't crawler test. I'd rather save my bread than sip on the bed. See you bargain shoppers, get fucked on the quality. I want the best, not the quantity.
I drive so slow, I cook it hard. I grind so slow, but I go hard. I don't need a hand, I'ma play it hard. I cook game crazy, then turn the block I call
hard.
Push hold up, drink all right. Now I need a light of some ice in my life.
In my life,
puff, so tough. Move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
I move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
You got an eight ball, get your muscle game up. You got a quarter piece, get your muscle game up.
double that, nigga, get your muscle game up.
Yeah, them niggas grind, they don't do it right. Get a nine piece,
bust it down tonight.
Yeah,
I'm a motherfucking hoe.
Head a white girl, get that bitch locked jaw.
I see techno shot, that ain't Tupperware. Them Pyrex pot. I'm a dope boy,
what?
Playing hardball, serving coke, y'all.
Yeah.
Call me convenience store.
Fuck a icy nigga.
Huh? I serve
safe snow.
Peruvian flake.
Colombian gold.
Mexican brick.
They all gotta go.
When you get it, say Piedra. They ain't white, they come in Spanish.
That's when the dope boy turn into a chef.
Culinary crazy, call me
Ramry.
And the restaurant is called Currency. I bake my own bread and make my own cookies,
nigga. I buy salt and cook it hard.
I grind slow,
but I go hard.
God help me the hand, I'ma play the card.
My
cook game crazy, let's burn the block apart.
Burn the block apart.
Cush rolled up,
my drink pour
right.
Now I need a lighter and some ice.
Some light.
Yep.
Puff,
salt.
Tough.
Move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
You got an 8-ball, get your muscle game up.
You got a quarter piece, get your muscle game up.
Double that, nigga, get your muscle game up.
I move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
Got an 8-ball, get your muscle game up.
You got a quarter piece, get your muscle game up.
A quarter brick, your muscle game up.
You got a OZ,
your muscle game up.
I'm up,
way up, my muscle game up.
I got fat shit like a fucking Tonka truck.
That's right, I got my muscle game up.
It ain't gon' change, homie, my muscle game up.
It's Big Reese, baby, my muscle game up.
Oh, I want the money. Oh, I want the stars. Yeah, I want the lights, action everywhere we are. Oh, I want the world.
Try to keep it real, but everybody shady. Back then they didn't want me, but now I'm number one, everybody wanna call me. You catch me overseas, man, I'm doing shows with the greatest, do you feel me, man? Studio every day, I started from the bottom, now the nigga will pay. It took a long time, man, but now a nigga doing nothing but the greatest thing. I got the number one song, they can love it or hate it, but I'm still on. You can catch me on that TV screen, you can hear me on that radio, I'm a music fiend. Blaze one, blaze two, the name is off the tag, if you wanna keep it, yeah. Put a nigga on. Now I got the whole world trying to sing along. I had to slow it down, man. A lot of my haters, they moving in that slow, man. What's up, stay trill. I'm hanging with the boss. Now a nigga got a deal. I did it by my damn self. Real, recognized, real. Nothing left. I'ma do it for the streets, man. I'ma do it for my hood, ghetto gospel music, man.
What?
I smoke it on the best herb. Anybody with a better beat, best believe they gonna get served.
hood nigga till I drop. I represent Sin City, still Bay Watts. Everything 24, the name is Papa Dad, welcome to the West Coast.
But to roll black and gold is a cold ass habit. Yeah, straight doing too much, waiting on such and such, come through with the hutch. Like Big Tootie Tuck, Big Ruck and Big Cup. Young trooper quick to shoot, you're not giving a fuck. VIP, P&G, and LNB. Got to fight at the pipe, this is LBC. Hey, I miss those days. And my niggas gone away from the pen to the grave. Yeah, we bringing it back. Dub Shack, Long Beach, putting it back on the map. Like that.
Be my Smith into the Western, cause I can do the teaching, and you can do the lesson. Like if my bitch lighted up, it's coming in my direction. I was born in Memorial in 74. Got the deals on the good, you from the hood, I'm letting them go. Put a low, and proceed to weed smoke, with niggas like Rick Rock, Go Peace, and P-Lo. Our summertime helped put the city on the map, and just for that, my city love the Dust Shack.
Independent, LBC, we got our own car. We discipline our own on a crib yard. Life is ours for the taking and the screwing. If you know the scoop, you know what I've been doing.
I've been banging Long Beach all my life. East side.
You got your Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, this is Unsigned Hype Radio. I don't care how you say it, how you spell it. It's Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're doing our damn thing. 256 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big, and I'm going to keep on doing it real big all the way through 2014. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, check this out. I'm going to give y'all, first of all, let me give y'all this Unsigned Hype unknown fact. Big shout out to my man C Knight, Dove Shack, you know what I'm saying? Goldie Loke, my man Beefy. That was Parties and Hard Times, you know what I'm saying? Just before that, we was playing my man Khalil Brown and I Wanna Be. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check out his mixtapes and this, that, and the other on the freeway. Rick Ross mixtape website, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Montrell Montgomery. You know what I'm saying? And before that, that was my man Big Reese. You know what I'm saying? Muscle Game, you ain't getting mine. You know what I'm saying? Everything, just letting these people know, you ain't getting mine. Not in 2014. But check this out. Obviously, they still listening and everything. And big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. My unknown trivia fact, unsigned hype trivia fact, is y'all don't know this. Back in, I say, 09, something like that, I gave somebody a birthday party up at LJ's Bar and Grill. And they came out. We had a good time and this, that, and the other. I had the music. We did it on GP. Did it on Love and this, that, and the other. And I bet you y'all wouldn't know who that was that I gave that birthday party for. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if he's even told y'all that I gave him a birthday party. So big shout out to my man C Knight. That's right, I said C Knight. My man Kurt Knight, yeah, Fat Man back in the day in 09, threw him a birthday party up at LJ's Bar and Grill right there on Maryland Parkway and Sahara. You know what I'm saying? And the party was a success until he got mad and he beat somebody up in the parking lot. He got mad, he got into a fight, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And the party broke up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's an unsigned hype, unknown fact. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man, C Knight, man, out there doing this damn thing. You know what I'm saying? He had a picture on there on Facebook today. He's like, it's me and my bitch. We don't go no damn where, this, that, and the other. Yeah, he going hard for 2014. Big shout out to, that's why I had to play that, because we're getting ready to do this West Coast Bad Boys mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Because people are really bringing out the bad side of me, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So we're going to do this West Coast Bad Boys mixtape. Big shout out to my man Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have people on there like Papa Dad, my man Skane, you know what I'm saying? Of course, C Knight, you know what I'm saying, with the tribute to the tribute to Nate Dogg, you know what I'm saying? My man Sam Penn, my man Mel East Green, my man Matt Drizzy, you know what I'm saying? My man Montrell Montgomery, you know what I'm saying? Man, we got a whole host of people that's going to be on this mixtape, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, we just doing the push on it, getting everything jumping off, you know what I'm saying? Of course, my man Two-Face Priceless, Mob G, you know what I'm saying? We got this gutter music coming out, you know what I mean? So y'all just make sure that y'all stay tuned. Keep your ear to the streets. Obviously, everybody's ear is to the streets because they know about Unsigned Hype Radio, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. I'm going to defend my radio show and what I do until the day I die. It's a thing called freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying? But it would be different if I wasn't man enough to apologize what I said or do a retractment about what I said. But I was man enough to do a retractment and apologize and even go further and talk to people and everything like that. So whatever somebody can say about me, whether they hate me, I'm unprofessional, or anything like that, it's all good. I got love for that. I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. I appreciate you calling in and giving me your point of view on it. Much respect. I like feedback. whether if it's positive or negative. You got a love for that man, and I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Much love to all y'all. As far as I'm concerned, once again, it is a done deal. I got other things to do. I got other things to do, people to see, and music to play. Here's my man right here, my man Hydro. I hate my job, you know what I'm saying? But I love my job here on Unsigned Hype Radio.
I can't stand walking into work. I go berserk because my boss is a jerk. I want to smack off his smirk. Man, no matter how hard I work, I get no respect. Plus, I'm hating every day till Friday. Then I get my check. And my check's short again, so somebody's gonna pay. And when I ask for a raise, he says, sorry, not today. Man, I'm knee-high bills, and he's got money to burn. I punch him in his face, but that's a lesson I already learned. I'm tired of dealing with the public, hearing people complain. Bitch, I'm just doing my job. Why you want my boss's name? They got me kicking a mini machine, trying to get me some free food. Even caught me in the parking lot, hot box and a spray loon. And anytime I slack a bitch, they're quick to let me know. But if I'm doing good, then they tell me hell no. Now on top of all of this, they say they want to test my piss. I told them, open up your mouth, now give my dick a kiss. I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my boy, I hate my boy, I hate my job, I hate my boy. I know you feel the same way. Like, oh well. Next day in the boss's office, say my clothes got a funny smell. He said, I know you excel. Oh, those guys can barely spell, but I'ma have to let you go. Cause there's too many complaints. So I said, fuck off, dude. Ain't no one of you safe. He said, we got you smoking 7 times, plus you always late. Well, give me a raise. I'm coming early, man. You won't catch me at 8, nah. I hate my job. I hate my job. I hate my boy. I hate my boy. I hate my job. I hate my boy. I know you feel the same way. I hate my job. I hate my job. I hate my boy.
Yeah, my my nigga, it's nothing, I get it done.
Yeah.
I get this shit winning, my nigga, it's too fun. With me and Vegas up on the track, it's a rap. Underrated rappers, nigga, most deaf, we truly raw. Yeah, they hating on our testament, cause it's the real deal. Yeah, Stone Age, tape again, and that's just how I feel. I'ma rep 1500s to the end, too. And it's the best bet that we the real niggas do.
My nigga, I'm a boss. I never give a fuck about the lane. Hey. Even if I'm in the pins, I'ma swing. My nigga, I'm a boss. Surrounded by my niggas, bout chains, but I don't have time for his games. My nigga, I'm a boss. I never give a fuck about the lane. Even if I'm in the pins, I'ma swing. My nigga, I'm a boss. Surrounded by my niggas, bout chains, but I don't have time for his games. My nigga, I'm a boss. I never gave a fuck about the lane. Even if I'm in the pins, I'ma swing. My nigga, I'm a boss. Surrounded by my niggas, bout chains, but I don't have time for his games. My nigga, I'm a boss. I never gave a fuck about the lane. Even if I'm in the pins, I'ma swing. My nigga, I'm a boss. Surrounded by my niggas, bout chains, but I don't have time for his games. My nigga, I'm a boss.
Yeah, see? That's that nigga Young Vegas right there, nigga, with the X, nigga. Don't forget the X. And this is SG, a.k.a. Gutter, a.k.a. Clint Eastwood, nigga, S-A-P-G, L-M-R, nigga. We stay struggling, but we on this paper, nigga. Boss.
Got your boy Fat Man up here coming to you live and direct. That was my man Young Vegas. I'm a boss, you know what I'm saying? Before that was my man Hydro. I hate my job, but you know I love my damn job. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Got your boy coming into you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 3:07 p.m. It's been an interesting show today. You know what I'm saying? It's been an interesting show today. You know what I mean? But much respect to everybody that called in, you know what I'm saying, and voiced their opinion and stuff like that. You can't do nothing but have respect for people. See, this is what I'm saying. Constructive criticism, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to like what you do. Everybody's not going to understand what you do, how you do it, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I can respect that from people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing this. I don't do this to, I'm not selling sunshine. I'm not doing this to be your buddy and to be your best friend and everything like that. People forget the music business is what it is. It's a business, okay? And that's the way we need to treat it, as a business. So when someone calls themselves doing a corporate raid or doing a hostile takeover or something like that, another company is going to react to that. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So if everybody out there with their legal people and they listening and all of that, much respect to y'all and everything like that. But I have my legal people too. Everything is good. Matter of fact, I just spoke with DJ Lexo again. Just spoke to DJ Lexo again. Big shout out to him over there at Casino's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? He does the twerk Fridays. You know what I'm saying? With DJ So Hypey. Spoke to him again, and everything is good as far as me and him are concerned. You know what I'm saying? But I can be concerned. I can understand people are upset about what I said about the little guy and this, that, and the other and all of that. And I can respect that. You know what I mean? Much respect to y'all. But Fat Man going to keep it pushing. Fat Man going to keep doing his damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. This is Unsigned Hype Radio, the only radio station in Las Vegas that play unsigned underground artists. If there is another radio station out here that's doing that, hell, we need to be networking. That's the thing about it. We all need to be networking. We all need to be working together. You know what I'm saying? Because for one thing, if we're going to ball, then this is how we should ball. This is how we ball, y'all. Unsigned Hype Radio, my man, Yaya SK. Let's go.
Yeah. Take a chance, get it in, man.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. She say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all, no, not at all. Cause that's how we ball, that's how we ball, yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball.
Trips across the main line, baby, we the same sign, verbal, but we the
together, but we have a great time. Cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, laying the sand, watching the stars beam. Phone cup leaning. Sipping on martinis, taking off your bikini, start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment because you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Mad to the fact that they single with babies, baby. They can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, no, let it ride, put that energy upon me.
Take a kiss off the grill, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. Just say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all, no, not at all. Cause that's how we fall.
Independent, old money, push your old 12. Hair done, white tips, scratching on your toenails. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the clubs, so we slow hands. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, flipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigns what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life. And counting all our blessings, keep it smiling. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Take a kiss off the grill, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. Just say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we ball. You know, we waiting for the remix. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming soon. You know, got a lot of stuff jumping off 2014. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know that the Fat Man plate is here. It's official. You know what I'm saying? With my man Cookie's Rib Shack. You know what I'm saying? Cookie is a big dude to be named Cookie. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. 1645 North Lamb. Inside KJ's, you know what I'm saying? Go in there and tell my man Cookie, man, Fat Man told me to come up here and get a Fat Man plate. You know what I'm saying? That plate is so big, it could feed a family of three or four people, all right? And that ain't no joke, you know what I'm saying? So y'all go in there, holler at my man Cookie or hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He does catering, you know what I'm saying? Barbecue, chitlins, all of that, all the soul food, you know what I'm saying? Red velvet cake. All of that, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down, you know what I'm saying? That's BHNs. We big fellas got to stick together. So y'all make sure y'all hit my man Cookie up and tell him, man, Fat Man told me to come up in here and get a Fat Man plate, you know what I'm saying? It may take him 45 minutes to pick it because it got a lot of shit on it, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, man, two big patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, you know what I'm saying, pickles. It ain't on no sesame seed bun, and we topping it off with bacon with four rib bones and some french fries, man. That's enough for a fat man. That's a plate to feed a fat man, you know what I'm saying? So all my big fellas go over there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get some stuff jumping off with them, you know, the first of the year, you know what I'm saying, coming into the new year and everything. We got another caller in here from the 31300 area code. You know what I'm saying? This is an unsigned hype show. You got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
Hello, Mon3. What's up, Fat Man? What's the business? What's the business?
What up, man? What up? What's going on? What's going on, man? This is my man. This is the man right now that's, You know, that's a hot commodity. I don't know if he's over in Kuwait. He's always somewhere. I don't know if he in Zimbabwe. Last night he called me. He told me he was on his way out of California heading somewhere, and this, that, and the other. Ain't no telling where Montreal Lava to be, and this, that, and the other. But this is definitely FMG family, definitely on the phone, man. What's going on, bro?
Man, you know, out here networking, man, working, connecting these dots, man, getting it in,
right,
trying to make sure that, my people are getting heard, man, and they getting the proper information, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
So they can go ahead and move forward in their careers, you know, so we
okay.
just working, fat man, you know how we do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
go get me a fat man plate minus the bacon, though.
right. Yeah, that's right, because my man Montreezy don't fuck with the swine, you know what I'm saying, and this, that, and the other. I ain't mad at you, player. We could definitely do that, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I know yesterday we were talking, man, and you brought up a good point about the difference between an artist and an inspiring artist, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Could you kind of clear that up for me, because I've never looked at it that way. You know what I'm saying? So kind of clear that up for us, because you done worked with a lot of everybody. If the people don't know, y'all make sure y'all hit him up, Montreal Montgomery, here on Facebook and this, that, and the other. Very, very smart young man, doing a lot out here, doing a lot out there in Cali and everything, working with his uncle Freeway, Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? So, man, kind of clear that up for the artist that's listening right now from your point of view of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, when we was talking yesterday and the conversation came up, and, you know, like we said, you know, it's a lot of, you know, I talk to a lot of aspiring artists, and when they talk to me, you know, they talk to me from an artist perspective. You know, they always say, you know, I'm an artist, and you got to look at it from an artist perspective. And when I hear that, it's like, you know, an artist is a something that's earned. You know, it's something that's earned, you know what I'm saying? Record sales, you know, barcodes. You know, when you say, man, I'm an artist, and then I ask, you know, how many records you sold? You know what I'm saying? Why haven't heard of you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is to aspiring artists. I mean, you're an aspiring artist that you trying to reach that level. You know, an artist in this game is, you know, a status, you know what I'm saying, that's earned, you know. Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Multi-platinum recording artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, multi-platinum recording artist. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, you want that artist treatment, but to get that in this game, you got to do what artists do. You know what I'm saying? You got to sell records. Until then, if you were independent and you haven't sold no records, you just an expiring artist. This is who you trying to become. You trying to become an artist. Right now, you just really, you know what I'm saying? You're a rapper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
An aspiring artist. You know,
right.
Just trying to reach that professional. You know what I'm saying? When you're a professional and you selling records, then you go get that artist treatment. But when you're an aspiring artist, you know what I'm saying? You go get the treatment that an aspiring artist get. You know what I'm saying? You go get pushed hard. You know what I'm saying? If you got a strong team and a camp around you, you go get pushed, you go get the leadership, you know what I'm saying, the teachings that you inspire to have, you know what I'm saying, from a strong team around you to where you can start getting that treatment as a artist. Even if it's not a platinum selling artist. If you sell, you know, 100,000 copies, independent is considered, you know what I'm saying, platinum. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As an independent artist, 50,000 is gold. You know what I'm saying? As an independent, you know what I'm saying, artist. When you start for numbers, then you go get that artist treatment. You know, so coming into it, you can't look for that. You can't look for that treatment as an artist when you're an aspiring artist, because you got to put in the work that those guys put into. Like I was explaining to you, you know, I've been around, you know what I'm saying, this game for a long time. I was once an inspiring artist in this game, you know, and I worked with guys that I grew up with from, you know what I'm saying, DJ Quick to Warren G to Def Cass, you know what I'm saying, was part of Dove C and the Mass Circle. I mean, we was actually in a group together, you know what I'm saying, called Daily Prey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, in the mid-90s. And, okay. You know, it's a difference, you know. So when I speak, you know, a lot of people don't even know that I was an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
An aspiring artist. You know,
right.
I didn't sell a lot of records, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I had some on the shelf, barcode, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We was doing a little something. But we
okay.
couldn't demand that you know what I'm saying, that treatment that the dudes from my era was getting, the NWAs, the Dove C and the Mass Circle, DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with South Central Cartel, you know what I'm saying? The real
right.
Havoc and Prodigy. MC8, Compton Most Wanted. Them is all my dudes.
Right,
I grew
right.
up with them. So I've been in this game for a long, long time. Now going from the artist perspective to now on the business side and what I offer and I try to teach young, aspiring artists is, and I try to give them what I wish I had when I was an artist
mm-hmm.
or an aspiring artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to teach because I know now what I was lacking. So I try to teach the young cats in this game just trying to, you know what I'm saying, do numbers and feed their kids off of this music, you know, legally.
Mm-hmm.
I
right.
try to teach them that, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing is the mind state, you know what I'm saying? You got to work mm-hmm. on your mind. If you come in with an attitude as, you know what I'm saying, you the next Big or you the next Pac, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying that alone, you know what I'm saying? That's who you inspiring
yeah.
to be. You not
right.
him.
Right. Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But
exactly.
you inspired by him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To be like them. But to be like them, you know what I'm saying? It's the people see the positive side of it. You know what I'm saying? I seen the backside of it. The grind,
okay.
the hustle. What
right.
they done to become who they became.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to, you know, the street grind. The worth
right.
ethic. You know what I'm saying? These dudes did
right.
them numbers without the technology, you know what I'm saying, that these kids have today. And
right. Right.
I believe if these young aspiring artists, you know what I'm saying, really take their time and understand the technology
mm-hmm.
and what they working with today, they can put up those type of numbers independently. And create, you know what I'm saying, create a movement for themselves where the major labels will come in and write them a check. But you can't be out there chasing a check. You got to make the check chase you, you know.
Right.
When you calling
right.
a person, when you call a person and when you call a person in any business and you tell them, oh, I got a project or whatever, now
mm-hmm.
you giving them the power. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? You relinquishing your power over to them. So now
okay.
they're going to make you these bullshit offers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They interested.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to make these people call you.
Okay.
So now
nah,
they
okay.
call you.
Now, nah, okay, okay. Now, explain how do we do that? How does an artist, how does an inspiring artist make a person call them?
You basically, you know what I'm saying, you basically, what you have to do is you got to be out here grinding, man, and you got to be around these circles. See, I'm going to tell you, the best way to get the Snoop Dogg is not calling Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
The best way to get to Uncle Snoop, if you're trying to get to Uncle Snoop, is your music needs to be heard, and you need to be working with the people around him. You need to find out who his circle is. And wherever
okay.
his circle is, you need to be pushing your music around his circle. His circle needs
okay.
to see you. So
okay.
when they sitting around talking about music, your name is always coming up.
Okay.
And
okay.
if Snoop hear
okay.
your name coming up from the people around him,
right.
that's when Snoop is going to take a look at you.
Okay, okay then.
But
okay,
going
then.
To him
so
directly,
now,
but going to him
he
directly, he not going to listen.
He ain't going to fuck with you. He ain't going to fuck with
he
you.
He ain't going to fuck
so
with
then,
you. But if you around
okay.
his circle, if you're around his circle and dudes around his circle, dog pound dudes, and you know what I'm saying, you doing music with artists that's around him and they talking about
mm-hmm.
you, it's going to get in his ear. Damn, I was just over
okay.
here talking to Lil Mont and I heard about, you know what I'm saying, Fat Man.
Right.
Then I was
right.
over here in Compton messing with with Lil Easy, and I heard a song with Fat Man and Lil Easy. They talking about
right.
the song. And they talking about the
right.
grind. Man, this dude grind hard. He do this. Do he do that. The dude's around this circle. And he's saying, damn, man, I'm hearing this shit. Who is this dude?
Right.
You know, who is this Fat Man that everybody around me is talking about?
Right.
Put this YouTube shit in. Put some music on.
Right, right.
Now,
so what you're trying to say is you have to go back to the basics, which back in the day they used to call creating a street buzz.
Creating a street buzz. Exactly.
So are you trying
creating
to say so basically what you're trying to tell me, and I know you told me this yesterday and I was like, okay, then I hear you. So basically what you're trying to say is you was like, Fat Man, you got to get out of the house. You got to get out there and network with everybody. You got to rub elbows. How do you expect to sell your music if you're not out there rubbing the elbows? You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, how do you expect people to know about what you're doing if you're not out there selling it?
You got to be out there selling it. And if dudes – see, this one thing my uncle told me, you know what I'm saying, my uncle Freeway Ricky Ross. He said, man, the only thing I don't like about this game is that these kids spend all this time in the studio and then they go put their mixtapes up for free and they giving them away. He said, why are you giving something away but looking for a check from somebody else but then you giving it to the people? He don't understand it. He said,
okay.
The only time you give something away if it don't have any value. You don't believe that it's valuable. Because
okay.
if you believed that it was valuable, you'd be selling it.
Right.
Then I have
right.
to explain to him, nah, the mixtape thing is like a play. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, I have to break it back down to the game. What he taught me. It's like, you know, you get some work, you gotta give people something. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
You gotta let them taste
good product.
Right, right.
But then
right.
but
yeah.
then I broke that down. I looked at it like, you know, Fat Man, a restaurant. You go to a restaurant, you know, they got a short order and they got a full order. And how they
right.
bait you in with the short order. They give you their
mm-hmm.
best. They give you their best, you know what I'm saying, chicken sandwich. They give you their best steak deal, their best seafood, all on one
right.
order. And they only give you one of each one. So I said, I told my artists, before we drop a mixtape and I'm giving them the full order, we're going to make a short order. We go give
okay.
them a street single, and we go give them a club single.
Right.
And we go push this street
right.
single and this club single. And if we don't gain fans by that, then, you know, we ain't got it. And if we
okay.
get the response that we want from the single, the street single and the club single, then we'll start pushing the mixtape with the anticipation.
Okay.
And then from
okay.
the mixtape, now they got a barber. Oh, he nice. Now you anticipating the mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now he get a bar
okay.
to mixtape is the setup for the EP.
Okay.
The EP is the setup
okay.
for the album.
Okay. Okay.
It's
well,
all,
then let me.
It's all steps to this.
Okay. Well, then let me now, ask you this then. Since you went down that road, because like you said, it's steps. It's protocol to this. All right. And so when is it time for a mixtape? When is it time for you to go, I'm about to drop this mixtape or this, that, and the other, blah, 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 of me doing some things and this, that, and the other. And second question, this is a two-part question, Professor Montgomery. second question is, because I'm telling you, man, my Facebook page is lighting up, my nigga. You taking these niggas to school. People talk about I'm taking notes and this, that, and the other. Big shout-out to my man Da Vinci out there in Seattle. He's saying, yeah, I'm taking notes right now. Big shout-out to my man Vic VSP. Out there in San Diego, he's like, yeah, my man dropping science. Who is this? My man, Mr. Fresh, DSC. He's tuned in. He like, hell yeah, talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, when is the best time to drop a mixtape? I'll do that first question.
The first thing you should be doing is, like I said, the first thing should be you go in there, you get your catalog, you in a studio, you know what I'm saying? You lay you about 25 joints, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you go through there and you find those bangers, you know what I'm saying? You
okay.
get you some people that's not you know what I'm saying, bias. You don't need no fucking yes man. You know, you got people
right.
in your camp that's yes man. Man, get them out your camp. You need some honest opinions. People that's going to give you their honest opinion. Let's go sit there and listen to what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, man, hey, this is what I got, man. I done 20 joints.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go up in here and get us two singles out of here.
Okay.
Now we go,
okay.
We go pick these, we go take these two singles, we go get the artwork done, we go put them
right.
everywhere. We go print them up,
right.
put them on the streets, we go put them on all
okay.
these sites, everywhere.
Right.
Viral,
right.
we go try to take this shit viral, get our promotion team behind them, we go push these two joints.
Okay.
Once you get those numbers right, where you got them real, not them bullshit downloads and streams and putting it over there, niggas spending $7 getting 100,000 streams and all that. Fuck all that shit.
Right, right, right.
Put that
right,
on the
right.
motherfucking put that shit on the streets. Put that shit online. Fuck with companies that's doing real numbers so you can evaluate, you know what I'm saying, where you at. And your fans will tell you when it's time to drop a mixtape because they go want some more.
Okay.
Man, when is it coming?
Okay.
When is it coming? When is it coming?
Okay.
We rocking to this
okay.
shit. We rocking to these two singles. We fuck with this. When is it coming? Your fans is go demand it when they ready for it.
Okay.
When your shit
okay.
coming? When your shit coming? When you got your fan base up and they anticipating it, then you give it to them. Don't just jump out there with a mixtape. Because what happened is, I'm going to tell you, dudes, check out my mixtape. You know what I'm saying? An artist will tell me, here, man, check out my mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you give me your CD, I put this motherfucker in, and I search through it. If I push number 8 and that ain't the song, I take that motherfucker out my deck on the freeway to 15 to 10 or whatever, and I frisbee that motherfucker on. I throw that motherfucker out my window with the quickness. That wasn't him. I don't got time to be searching for the hit.
Right, right. Okay.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm into selling music. I ain't into buying music.
Right.
You
right.
feel me, Fat Man?
Right. Right. No,
I'm trying
I
to sell
you.
Some
I,
music.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that 100%. I feel you on that 120%.
I sell music. I don't buy
right.
music. I sell music. So
okay.
I don't have time
okay.
to be listening to be trying to listen and find the hit. You got to get
okay.
you a crew. But if you give me a CD and it got two songs on it, a street banger and a club banger, and I put it in my deck, and that's the only two I got to choose from, and they both go, oh, I'm calling
uh-huh.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, man, we got something. We can do something with this.
Okay.
But if I
okay.
fuck around and push the wrong number, you got 20 joints on there, and I push number 18, and that ain't him. You feel me, Fat Man?
No, I feel you. I feel you. This is what gets me. Artists don't understand, or in our case, inspiring artists don't understand. Less goes a long way. No one's going to sit there and listen to 25, 30 songs you did, and I don't know who the hell you are.
I'm not gonna do it. I get probably 400 or 500 CDs a day in the mail, my PO box. I got enough music right now, Fat Man. Shit. I wouldn't even better make no money if I had to sit down and listen to all of it.
Right.
My days would be just sitting in there listening to music, trying to find
okay.
a hit. But if you send me
okay,
if you send
listen.
Me a street song, you send me a street song in a club banger. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I put it in and I like it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna reach out and we gonna go from there. And you know what I'm saying? I'll teach you how to promote it and what you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay.
look at the major labels. You
uh-huh.
know what I'm saying? Before they drop an album, Fat Man, they got two songs on the fucking radio.
Right.
They play
right.
those motherfuckers
right.
for
right.
6 months. 6 months before the album even dropped.
Right, right.
They program the people to like them songs, and them songs grow on people. It's program directors in the radio station.
Right.
They programming you to like them songs. When you
right.
first heard it, you probably didn't like it.
Right.
Then you hear
right.
so it come on every hour on the hour, every show is on. You hearing it
right.
now? You humming the melody. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Now you know the
exactly.
hook.
Exactly.
Then you look up.
Exactly.
You know the whole first verse. They programmed
exactly.
you to like that shit. So as artists, we need to program our people, our fan base, the same way. Quit jumping off a record so quick. Every time you go in the studio and you make a new hit, that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, you got to just, let me download it on SoundCloud. Let me put it on Reverb Nation and push it to my fans. Now you get 3,000 downloads. You know you got 3,000 people for sure. You need to be trying to push it down the next 3,000 people throat.
Okay.
Program the next 3,000. Now you got it up to 6,000. Now you need to get it up to 10. You don't change. You don't neglect the song. My man Problem been pushing for fucking that song on 3 or 4 mixtapes of his.
Right.
It's on his Mollywood mixtape.
Okay.
It's on his
check this out.
And
check
so he
out.
Pushed it down the country. He pushed it down the country throat. He knew he had a banger and he pushed it. Now my man getting fucking $15,000 a show, $20,000 a show, $10,000 a walkthrough.
Okay, well then answer this question. Okay, then this is the second part of the question. When you do these mixtapes, or when you are that inspiring artist that's trying to get that buzz going and everything like that, from where you come from and the experience you had and the people that you've seen coming up, do you recommend that inspiring artist put a Hot 16 on a Drake joint or on a Yo Gotti joint, or should he come with something original?
Original.
On your mixtape.
Original. Everything original.
Okay.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. If this is what I teach my artists.
Okay.
I say, man, look, the fastest way to get a buzz in this game. See, people look at it's so competitive. The game is so competitive amongst the artists, right?
Okay.
That. They got tunnel vision. See, when I look at artists, I don't look at artists. I look at their fan base.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because that artist, he not buying no fucking records. He trying to sell records just like me.
Right.
His fans buy records. My fans buy records.
Right.
So if I was still picking up the microphone, doing what I do,
uh-huh.
I would be on Facebook as an artist. I would be on Facebook, Twitter, whatever social medias they have out there with other artists promoting their music, I will be scoping these artists out. These other artists, me as an artist, will be scoping these other artists out, seeing what type of fan base they have, gearing my fan base up with their fan base, doing cross-marketing, cross-promotion. Hey, man, I listen to your music. I'm watching what you got going on. Your fans support you. I got a fan base. You know what I'm saying? You got 2,500 followers. I got 2,500 followers. I'm pushing this single. Man, open up that single for me. Let me jump on that. This is what I bring to the table, and I'm going to push it, and you push it. Now what you're doing is you exposing yourself to his fan base. You exposing him to your fan base, and now y'all put the numbers together. Now each one of y'all got numbers. You gaining numbers.
Okay.
Fatman, I have a song. I be on everybody that's on the streets. I be on all they shit.
Now wait a minute. I have more features
than Lil Wayne had in 2011.
Hold on. Hold that thought right there. Now, I've told several artists, inspiring artists, this is the reason why we need to network. Everybody needs to be on everybody's track. Everybody needs to network with each other. Montrell need to be on my track. I need to be on Khalil's track. Khalil need to be on Montrell's track. Montrell need to be on Malise Green. Dude, I need to have Malise and Khalil and Montrell on my track. How come artists don't do that shit? They don't understand this is how you get out there. This is how you get heard. This is networking. Explain that to me.
Because they looking at the artist and they not looking at the fans. You know what I'm saying? They looking at the other dude as being a competitor. You know what I'm saying? I'm doper than him. I'm not letting him get on my song or everybody think they the dopest. I'm doper than him. I'm better than him. I'm not letting him get on my song, but you looking at the wrong things. You gotta be looking at the fan base. He ain't gonna buy no fucking record from you. His fans go buy records. Your fans go buy records.
Right.
You do that with, you know what I'm saying? You hit the South. You hit the East, the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, the West, the Northwest, and all these states where it's a million, it's a billion fucking rappers in this game.
Okay.
And when you, if you even if you get a 10% conversion rate off of a fan base, if a dude got 2,500 fans, you know what I'm saying, followers or whatever, you can walk away with 250 followers of his that now, you know what I'm saying,
right,
with you, and
right,
you do that, you know what I'm saying, 10 times a month, you're talking about 2,500 fans a month, you know what I'm saying, 10,000 every 4 months, 30,000 a year, true fans,
right,
18
right,
months, you talking about 45,000, now
right,
you got a movement. You got a fan base.
Okay, okay. Hold on. I think we got somebody calling in that wants to ask you a question. Hold on just a minute. You got your boy Fat Man. Unsigned Hype. Who is this?
Hey, Mary Grimes.
This is who?
I said Mary Grimes, man. You know what I mean?
Mary Grimes. Mary Grimes. All right, who is this? All right, cool. What's
poppin'? Oh, man, I'm just listening, man, and I'm soaking up the game, you know what I mean? And everything.
Oh, okay,
that
okay. You got a question for Montreal?
Not really a question. I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying, I'm with him. Everything he's
okay,
saying is exactly what it's all about, man. It's the fan base. And it's
okay,
the brand. If you shoot the brand, you're going to get the fans. You know what I'm saying? And it really, realistically, it starts with one person and can build into millions. But that's what the grind is all about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle. This is Da Vinci, dog.
Oh, well, shit, man. What the fuck? Oh, shit, Da Vinci? Hey, why'd you... She said that shit. This is all right, man. This is the man Da Vinci out of Seattle. And this and the other. This is my brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? He always listening and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into his song in just a second. But Montreal Da Vinci Montreal. You know what I'm saying? Da Vinci's going to watch. You know, he's doing movies and soundtracks and all of that stuff. Da Vinci, how many fans do you have on your fan base, on your band page?
I got over 162,000.
Okay.
Over
162,000 fans. So
yeah,
it's fair to say that you are definitely an asset and not a liability.
That's
right.
That's what I thought. For real.
If an aspiring artist is trying to get heard, then he needs to be reaching out.
And your formula, man, I've been using your formula. I've been using it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, my CEO is Kenny Washington. You remember All in the Same Game? With Mike
yeah.
Conception?
Yeah,
Mike
Conception, that's my big homie. That's my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? That's my big homie, my OG.
That's who I'm rolling with. Kenny Washington, a.k.a. Wizard.
Yeah, tell Sep, man. Tell Sep, I was just talking to my uncle about Sep. We was trying to get in contact with him.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying?
So tell Sep. People don't know who Conception is, you know, for you fans out there that don't know who Michael Conception is. Michael Conception is, y'all probably know, Michael Conception is responsible for Breaking Wrong, the R&B singer. Every time I see your face, you make me want to sing. Yeah, that was his artist.
Okay. But listen, check this out. Since I got Da Vinci on the phone, I got Montreal on the phone, we're going to do this. I'm going to put y'all both on hold. And right now, we're going to tell these artists, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But sometimes in this game, you got to stay consistent. So in other words, you got to grind now and shine later.
Yeah. Da Vinci. You know, we're just on this process of grinding first and then shining later. You know, that's the order of things.
if anybody tells you any different. Well, they telling you wrong, you know? Put God first. Come on.
Yeah, hustler created a self-made monster. Whole new enigma, hood sponsors. Delivered to your doorstep, hood UPS. Still street, still hood, no need a second guess. See credibility, clapping lyrical deal. Hitting a hip-hop nation with hollow point skills. To the Aiken Temple, blowing millions of domes. Home invasion, 100 million homes. Rap new marquee, killing tracks. Jeffrey Dahmer eating MC Hannibal acts. Taking pics like paparazzi for sex. Plain flick, kamikaze, burning grass. I run the streets like a game of hoodopoly. They want a mock who's hot, flashy like Gotti. Bringing forth the psychological level. A bankroll, the entire game to sell your soul like the devil.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. I'm gonna grind and get my shine on.
Things up in the street and kill it up in the limelight. Like two tech in the game and running with old money. What's the hats on the plane? The city so sunny. Lean back, waiting by till a day decides. Shine on, boy, wonder with the knife in your pride. Just now, do that shot collar, now watching your moves. How you doing it when you're doing it, if you're doing it smooth. Right now, shine later. Girl, dynasty on your music player. It's big champion, my name's on it. And I got a feeling that girl's gonna want it, want it, want it. Who the hell is this chick? Who she think she is? Well, you ain't keeping your ears to the street. I've been grinding like this for years. DJ's finally paying me back for the kids' blood and that sweat. And she's never been out there when it comes to getting me sick.
Right now, shine later.
Showing major love. Word of mouth, my face gave major plugs. Selling in these streets like illegal drugs. Cartel on these beats drawing major blood. Street cred, self-made, got next. Now I'm just turning heads, break a million necks. Write my own check, deposit my own bank. Sony Soprano with hip-hop, rolling like a tank. God, yeah, you raise the hood like skyscrapers. Joke driving my whip over paper haters. Making offers that you can't refuse. Planting million-dollar seeds in my family grew. Through this job, Nick Chase like soundscape. Bed bug operations is slithered like snakes. I shoot them like Jordan and raise the stakes. I'm a boss like Ross, moving major weight.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Da Vinci. He's always listening, always supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? One of the artists today that I gave honorable mention or the Grind Hard Award or something like that from Unsigned Hype. You know what I'm saying? He has been definitely doing his damn thing. You know, he got his his movie coming out and his movie that he's been doing for Sci-Fi and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So you guys check him out right now. We were still on the line with my man. Montrell Montgomery, in case if y'all don't know, Montrell Montgomery is very, very heavy in the game. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he is running running the Freeway Rick Ross mixtape series, website, record label, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? And we're just getting some wisdom and some constructive criticism on the difference between an artist and an inspiring artist. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. We got like 9 minutes left of the show. Yo, Montreezy, what's going on, man? What you think about that song?
Man, that's him right now. That's the motto I live by. You know, grind now, shine later. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
That's him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping to hear that.
I gotta get that on my mixtape site on freelaymixtapes.com. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Make sure DaVinci sent me over that artwork with that MP3 so I can get that up on the site, man, so we can push that.
Okay. All right, DaVinci, you hear that?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
you
man,
know,
you
just
make
another
sure
outlet,
that,
another outlet to the play, to my fan base. You know, I support the independent grind to the fullest.
I mean, I'm honored, man. I'm honored because you know what I'm saying. All you've been doing is grinding with the legends. You know what I'm saying, and helping them, you know, reach that platinum platform. You feel me? So to hear that come from you, man, that's mad love, man. That's you know what I'm saying.
Man.
It's like
man, for sure, for sure.
Know what I mean?
Well, yeah, man. And you right there in Washington. I'll be in Eugene, Oregon, on the 28th of this month. I'm doing a Young NWA tour. Lil Easy, Baby Easy, Curtis Young, and three of my artists, Boom 2G, Glaze Conway from Chicago, Boom is from Detroit, and my artist RX is from the Bay Area. So they'll be holding down Eugene, Oregon on the 28th of this month, right across the street at this club, right at the college by Oregon University. So we're going to go down a Young NWA tour presented by Freeway Music Group. We're going to be hitting the whole country. So we're starting off in Eugene. We're going to slide into Washington. We're going to do the Bay Area. We're going to come down and we're going to hit Texas, Arizona. We about to take it out there. I'm working heavy with Lil Easy and Baby Easy. The sons are legendary. Great. My homeboy, rest in peace, Big Easy E. And Curtis Young, the oldest son of Dr. Dre, which is my artist. So we out here working, man. You know.
That's what's up.
So if anybody listening from Eugene, Oregon, man, on the 28th, you know what I'm saying? Just walk around the college. Y'all hear about us on the 28th. I'll be in Eugene, Oregon.
Damn, that's amazing.
Okay. Young NWA tour presented by Freeway Music Group.
DaVinci, make sure you hit my trail up on Facebook, man. We got to get up out of here, all right?
I'm going to do that, for real.
All right, then, man. You stay up, man, and keep grinding.
Hey.
This, that, and the other. Yeah, so, you know, we got your boy going. We got your man, my trail on here and everything. We doing it real big. Listen, man, we got 7 minutes left for the show, man. What are your last words for 2014? I mean, for 2013.
Man, stay positive, man. Stay humble. Stay focused. And most of all, man, stay grinding. Stay grinding. Like I said, look at those. When you look at artists, man, don't look at artists, you know what I'm saying, for face value, man. Look at them for their fan base. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne showed y'all. You know what I'm saying? He gave y'all the format. You just got to use it. You know what I'm saying? The dude did something like 178 features in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wait a minute.
You know,
say that again.
The man did like 178 features in 1 year. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah. But
damn.
He knew what he was doing. He was on everything. He was on everything that was hot. He was on it. You know what I'm saying? And basically, you know what I'm saying? He was just out there a fan base. He was out there. He was doing features with everybody. And he was just out there the fan base. So when he dropped his records, you know what I'm saying? One thing I'm going to tell independent artists like this, man. I don't give a damn how – if. When your fan base is loyal and they fuck with you, I don't care who you put on the song with you. If he better than you, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, your fans is not going to never tell you, man, that dude is better than you. They going to ask you, who is that dude on that song with you? You
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who is that
exactly.
dude on the song with you?
Exactly.
That's what they going to
exactly.
ask you. Who is that dude on the song with you? So you can't look at it, oh, I'm better than this dude, or I'm better than that. And it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? When you do a song with another dude and you kill him on his own shit, you know what I'm saying? His fans not going to tell him and say, man, hey, man, that dude killed you on your song. He not going to tell you. Your true fans not going to tell you that. Your true fans going to say, hey, man, who was that dude on the song with you? And when you get on another dude's song, that's what you want his fan base to tell him. Man, who was that dude on that song with you? And both artists should be going at it, and that's where the competition in the song, that's when you're supposed to be competitive. You know what I'm saying? That's where the competition supposed to lie. Because he going after your fan base, you exposing him to your fan base, and he exposing you to his fan base. So your fan base should be asking that question, who is that? And his fan base should be asking that. When y'all both getting those response, then you know that y'all did a successful song together.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you calling into the show and putting us up on this game. We got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year to you, brother. Merry Christmas. We're going to be getting it in with the Freeway Music Group starting the first of the year. Y'all look out for Unsigned Hype the first of the year. We're going to have all the artists and everything. We're going to have everybody calling in. You think we dropping knowledge now? Just wait till Montreal get his shit together and get this first of the year shit jumping off in this tour. Y'all ain't heard knowledge yet, because now we going to get the real motherfuckers to call in. I'm going to even see if we can get his uncle, Mr. Freeway Rick Ross himself, the real Rick Ross himself,
to call in
and put y'all up on game.
Oh, that's nothing, man. That's nothing, fat man. All you got to do is, you know, tell me, you know, when we going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can throw out a date right now and let's make it happen, put it out there to the fans that, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to have the real on the line on this date at this time, you know what I'm saying, and I'll clear out the schedule and make room for the fat man, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mark going speed down, you know what I'm saying? He go after the phone for me. I got the number to the red phone, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You got the number to the bad phone.
to the bad phone, the one he's going to pick up.
He said, I got the line straight to Jesus, playing. I can hit him up. And instead the other, and he going to answer for me. Well, that's what's popping, man. I appreciate you calling and everything like that, man. We going to get the hell up out of here, man, and I will holler at you, my nigga, as soon as I get up out of here, man. You stay your head up, bro. Thank you for calling in, man. Keep that shit 600.
For sure, man. For sure.
Yo, y'all, listen, we got 2 minutes left in the show. I appreciate everybody that calls in and called in and voiced their opinion today. I even appreciate the young lady calling in about DJ So Hypey today. Thank you for calling in and expressing your concern of how you support him. This is what we're talking about, people supporting people. I respect your opinion, and I thank you for your opinion, and I hear you loud and clear. And once again, everything has been squashed. I don't have a problem with that young man. I wish him all the love and all the luck in the world and all the blessings that he could possibly get. But I'm going to let you know one thing. I'm going to do the hell out of Unsigned Hype Radio to the day I die. It's in my blood. Can't nobody take that away from me. It's called freedom of speech, and I've been practicing that shit for over the last 20 years. You will never get another hot-ass radio personality like the Fat Man coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, via Detroit 313 Full Life.